Welcome to the Playtech Q4 Interim Management Statement conference call on the 7th of February 2013. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohr Weisser. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the time to join us today for this analyst conference call to review Playtech's 2012 fourth quarter performance. I'm Mohr Weisser, Chief Executive Officer, and with me is our Chief Financial Officer, Ron Hoffman. This call will be shorter than it has been historically, given that we are updating the market in only 5 weeks' time with our full year results. Before I review the business highlights and the strategic actions, Ron will run through the numbers, and we will then be happy to take any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mohr. I will keep my comments brief and focus on the key points of the last quarter, as there will be a better opportunity to look at the full year financials in more detail at the results presentation on Thursday, 14th of March, when we will also give some guidance on how we see 2013 shaping up and some of our key financial metrics across the business. Gross income for the quarter of $98.8 million was up 26% on the fourth quarter last year and increased 7% over the third quarter of 2012. As you will have seen from William Hill last week, our joint venture achieved a record quarter, up 71% on the prior year and 17% over Q3, to give its best ever quarterly performance of $15 million, noting that it was a 14-week quarter. Excluding the share of profit from William Hill Online, total revenues was $83.9 million, up 20% on the prior year and 5% on Q3. Turning to quarter-on-quarter growth, casino was up 27% on the same period last year, up 8% on the third quarter from a combination of organic growth and new licensees. Excluding the impact of acquisitions of Ash Gaming, casino grew by 23%. Services were up 17% compared to the fourth quarter of 2011, mainly as a result of the Asian marketing contract entered into in Q1 2012 and organic growth. Service revenues were also up marginally over Q3. Bingo continues to show good growth, up 14% from a year ago and 6% on the third quarter, mainly as a result of 10 weeks of revenue from Gala Bingo and seasonal promotions in December. Poker showed an expected decrease of 3% over Q3, but revenues from November actually grew, benefiting from the liquidity program introduced in Q3 and new licensees, including Betclic Everest and Betfair, which migrated to our iPoker network during the fourth quarter. This demonstrates that the market has started to consolidate through the demand for increased liquidity, and we believe that we will see continued growth in 2013. Videobet was adversely impacted by the loss of the U.K. licensee of Global Draw in June, and the result was 7% down on Q3. This was somewhat mitigated by new business going live through the fourth quarter, and as a result, revenue was 1% up on Q4 last year. Looking at the year as a whole, gross income was up 51%, total revenues up 53%, and William Hill Online up 40% on the prior year. Excluding the impact of acquisitions, these revenues figures reflected year-on-year growth of  19%. With respect to our cash position, we had cash balances of $120.7 million at the end of the year and had utilized $68.8 million of our existing facilities, and we remain highly cash generative with strong cash conversion from adjusted EBITDA. The second tranche of the accelerated PTTS consideration of $35 million was paid during January, and a further 35 million euros is to be paid in July this year. Looking at current trading, the first 36 days of 2013 have been positive, with daily average revenue reported over 9% above the comparable period in 2012 and flat with the fourth quarter. I'll now hand back to Mohr.
Thank you, Ron. I'd now like to address the business highlights and strategic actions taken in the last quarter and how the company is positioned to continue its progress. Playtech achieved a record fourth quarter and made significant progress by executing our strategy and further establishing Playtech's position as the supplier of choice in regulated markets. In the UK, we completed the third and final phase of our Gala Coral program with the successful launch of coral.co.uk and Betfair that began its migration onto the iPoker network, which will be completed by the beginning of Q3. In France, we launched betclick.fr, establishing the largest independent and largest poker network in France. In Italy, our licensees were the first to launch a wide variety of slot games, which were released as soon as the new legislation allowed. In parallel, we continue our development in order to support licensees in markets that are soon to be regulated and remain very active in extending our reach in the more established regulated markets, such as Italy, Spain, Denmark, Asia, and Latin America. Maintaining and building our position in regulated markets is a key focus for us. We have continued to develop our dot-com strategy, which experience has shown to be important in supporting our activities in regulated and soon-to-be-regulated markets. A strong dot-com poker network provides liquidity that can be enjoyed by markets such as Denmark and the UK that allow operators to share the global pool. This network capability remains an important part of our poker strategy, especially as further regulated jurisdictions have indicated that they are considering removing the restrictions to ring-fence their own markets. As mentioned earlier, we have successfully launched coral.co.uk, the third and final phase of the Gala Coral project. Gala has now migrated to all Playtech verticals, and its offering includes an improved IMS, a newly developed portal, and the latest innovative mobile hub. The initial results are exceeding our expectations, and we are extremely happy with the outcome. This is a perfect example to showcase our industry-leading cross-product technology and illustrate to other operators the full functionality of Playtech's turnkey solution and infrastructure offering. Since the launch of Coral and BetClick Everest on Playtech's iPoker network, both have performed well, and I'm pleased to say that towards the end of 2012, we saw the poker network stabilizing and a return to growth. We are confident that this will continue in 2013. The addition of further licenses, such as Betfair Poker, coupled with our new liquidity program, which ensures a more balanced environment for our licensees and their players, strengthen our position as the leading poker network and support future growth and incentivizes all licensees to further invest into the poker product. Mobile is the key to our future success, and we continue to invest heavily into our offering. The rewards for previous investments are evident as volumes and turnovers increased by the week, and in Q4 we launched an innovative mobile hub, which combines the Mobenga mobile sports betting solution with our gaming product. This unique offering will allow operators to maximize the return on marketing investments and player values. Given the importance of mobile to the future of the company and the industry as a whole, we are in the process of developing the next generation of mobile gaming, maximizing new functionality within tablets and smartphones, while we continue to roll out our products across all mobile platforms, including Android, Apple iOS, and HTML5. For those of you who visited the ICE show, I'm sure that you will have seen live gaming HTML5 version and mobile poker offering designed specifically for tablets. We are also continually increasing the number of games, again, specifically designed for mobile devices. We continue to be pleased with the performance of Mobenga and see sports on mobile, coupled with our new mobile hub, a significant growth driver. Geneity continues to make excellent progress, and we see sports as a significant future contributor to our results and strategy. We have now launched two licensees using the advanced Geneity sports betting solution and are in discussions with a number of new and existing licensees that would like to develop their sports channel and equip it with one of the most sophisticated, flexible, and advanced systems in the market. We expect some good news and new licenses in the coming few months. Videovet finished the year with significantly more terminals than it started, and we continue to deploy the Videovet technology outside the UK in areas such as Latin America, as well as some promising markets where we are in the testing phase. Turning to William Hill Online, we are extremely pleased with its performance over the quarter and the very strong progress made in 2012, having grown at 71% and 40% respectively. The joint venture has achieved double-digit growth in excess of 70% every year since its inception in 2008. William Hill Online is at the heart of William Hill's current and future success, and as a major supplier to William Hill Online and the wider business, Playtech is committed to maintaining its close working relationship with William Hill and supporting William Hill Online's future growth, as is the case with all of the company's licenses. At this time, there is no further update regarding the William Hill Online call option. Playtech has achieved its strongest ever fourth quarter and another record-breaking year. We are encouraged by the first 5 weeks of 2013, and both our organic and new business pipelines are looking strong. The board is very comfortable and confident with market expectations for 2012 and expects the company's positive momentum to continue in 2013 with potential for further organic growth and opportunities in new markets. Our success has also been recently recognized in winning on Monday the International Gaming Award for Best iGaming Software Supplier and by the capital markets in winning in January the Aim to Market category of the Quoted Company Awards and being nominated for New Company of the Year at the PLC Awards to be held next month. We are obviously extremely proud and happy to be accredited for our operational and corporate efforts alike. Before moving to questions, we are excited to announce today that our joint venture with Gauselmann has recently been awarded the license by Schleswig-Holstein to offer casino and sports betting in Germany. We would be glad to take any other questions you may have.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the star followed by the 2. There'll be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. Your first question comes from Mr. Richard Carter from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
Hi there. A couple of questions. Firstly, in terms of current trading, are there any sort of one-offs in there that's seen the growth or seen lack of growth quarter on quarter?
Yeah. First of all, as we said before, the current trading right now is at a run rate of over 9% over the comparable quarter. It is netted off slightly by results of PTTS, which were affected by some winnings that happened in the first quarter of the licensees that they are servicing. We believe it will be reversed, but it is regular payout, so it may happen. It's a periodic thing. So there is a slight netting off, which may basically show higher growth in the near future. It's still the beginning of the quarter. There are 2 months to go, basically.
Sure. Okay. And is it possible to give any sort of size of casino, mobile casino in Q4 or give sort of some underlying growth rates of mobile casino so we can get an idea of what contribution mobile is now making in the casino division?
Yes, of course. Mobile casino at this point is running at the run rate of, I would say, 1.8 million quarterly.
Okay.
Casino mobile. It definitely grew significantly over the comparable period. Obviously, it was very minimal. It's now becoming more significant. Back
Back then it was in the single hundreds, and now it's basically 1.8 if we compare it to where we were last year. That's basically where we are today.
And all of your licensees have the mobile product?
Not yet, Richard. I think that the mobile is something that is that we will see going from strength to strength. We have seen the volumes increasing, turnovers increasing for sports betting companies. Obviously, with the mobile hub and the ability to convert within the same application, within the same environment, on mobile devices, between betting and gaming, it creates a huge opportunity for operators. As you know, this is something that we were aiming at, now launched with some of our licensees, but only few of those. Mobile gaming as a whole, we are in the process of rolling out both casino, bingo, and soon also our poker products, mainly for tablets. And so definitely we see a lot of upside coming from mobile, and we expect it to grow significantly over the next few quarters as volumes increase on the sports betting side and as we roll out the mobile gaming products sitting alongside the betting application or within the same application available for players.
Is it possible just to give us sort of roughly an idea of the proportion of licensees that don't have it?
Currently, when it comes to Mobile Hub, only two licensees launched it. When it comes to mobile gaming as a whole, I would say that only a limited number of licensees of Playtech already have the full mobile gaming solution offering that we have. This is to say that all of the rest will roll it out in the coming few months, some in the coming few weeks, and obviously to signal and send a strong message that we do expect mobile to grow significantly. The contracts with our licensees are already secured. We made a huge investment into mobile. I think that it is the feedback from our operators. It was received extremely well by them. They are very happy, and they are keen to move forward. Obviously, we have to prioritize it, and we will do that gradually, but it will happen sooner rather than later, and definitely we see this as a big upside for us.
Okay, just two more questions. On poker, do you think you now get to a point where you actually can start to stabilize the network in terms from a revenue perspective, or is it still too early to...
Experience shows based on December numbers and since the beginning of the year that we not only stabilized it, we expect it to grow. Now it will be a combination, I would say, of organic growth and new licensees, the contribution of Coral and Gala and obviously BetClick Everest and now Betfair. They just started migrating their player base from the network that they were on until recently. I would say that we definitely see growth coming in poker. Again, it's driven, and I think that this is the unique position that Playtech holds, being able not only to grow the poker network organically, it's also by adding more licensees. It's something that we said in the past, and we definitely, what I would like to add is that we believe that it will be driven by new licensees coming on board, but also existing licensees feeling more comfortable with the new programming introduced, feeling more comfortable investing more money into poker. Okay.
I would also add to that, not only that we see basically stabilization from the new liquidity program, we also see a significant improvement in the drain of the licensees. So money is not flowing outside of the licensees from players losing to other players in the network. It is more maintained within the licensee and therefore enables to generate more poker revenues as well as other revenues in other products which are there as well, whether it's side games or even casino games, which is not just money spent on poker. So the improvement will not just be felt only on poker, but may also be felt on casino as well.
Okay. And then just finally, it's just a very small point, but video bet, I see, was down sort of 7% quarter on quarter and sort of flattish year on year. Is there any reason for that?
Yeah, basically the decline is mainly on the back that William Hill, if you remember a while back ago, they've announced that they're not a customer of the Global Draw anymore. So on the back of this, they stayed basically out of the not getting the video bit technology. Obviously, the revenues were slightly down. The impact of that is not too significant, as you can see.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty stable right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Gavin Kelleher from Goodbody. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning, guys. Just a few from me. In terms of the year-to-date performance, you've hinted that services was maybe a bit weaker year-on-year. Can you give some colour on the other verticals, how they've performed year-to-date, if you can? And when you said poker returned to growth, is that quarter-on-quarter or year-on-year?
No, when we said poker returned to growth, we meant basically we see that December already showed growth over November. We see also that the current trading compared to the daily average of the current trading until today compared to the daily average in the fourth quarter, we see growth. And again, this is a combination of the improved liquidity and new licenses. On the former question, sorry, maybe I just didn't pick that up properly. You were asking about PTTS or you were asking about the services or other areas?
Other verticals.
Other verticals. Again, you were asking, sorry, about current trading or...
current trading in the year-to-date in casino and bingo, basically, how that's going so far.
Okay, so I think casino is practically very much in line with the growth that we presented right now in Q4. So when we see on current trading, we see basically the same continued growth also for the current trading compared to Q1 2012. Poker, when we compare it year on year, definitely it's still lower than Q1 2012, but we see the trend changing. Bingo is continuing to grow approximately 9% on the last quarter. Video bet pretty much in line, and I guess the only differentiator is Mobenga, by the way, is doing very well compared to last quarter. Obviously, we purchased the business only in August 2011, so Q1 2012 was practically almost the beginning. Now the run rate for Mobenga is very significant. It's north of 10 million, so very nice contributor to our growth. I think the others are pretty much in line. Ash Gaming is in line. No other surprises.
Okay, thanks for that. And just one follow-up question for me, just around EBITDA margins. Obviously, in 2012, PTTS and services, which is lower margin than the rest of the business, has made a bigger contribution. As well, you had the investment in social gaming. Outside of those two factors, is the margin in poker, bingo, and casino, is the underlying EBITDA margins, are they improving, or is mobile development cost having any impact? How should we think about that?
All right, I'll answer that, but I will also comment that we will further discuss this when we get to the announcement of the full annual results, where we'll discuss EBITDA. Our position right now is that the EBITDA numbers for 2012 are not yet finalized. They're still in the middle of the audit process, so it's yet finalized. But I will comment that also, as we indicated in the interims, we are investing into technology, mainly into mobile, and it is affecting our margin, our core margin, if you exclude the acquisitions. And it's something that we see as putting the foundation for growth in the future. As Richard Carter asked, the mobile revenues are definitely growing significantly. It is now 1.8 million for a quarter. It's still not as big as it can get, and it's definitely growing dramatically higher than the growth of the core business, and therefore it requires the proper investment on the other side. So it will affect margins, but I think it will be more appropriate to discuss margins when we get to March 14th.
Okay, thanks a million, Ron. Cheers for that.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Mr. Simon Davis from Canaccord. Please go ahead.
Yeah, morning, guys. A few from me, if I may. Firstly, just on VideoBet, obviously, as discussed, flat revenue trends in fourth quarter. Can you talk a bit about contract momentum in that space. And I know there's been a trial running with Ray, and you talked about progress internationally. Can you just flesh out some comments on that?
Yes, absolutely. We are still in the deployment process together with Global Draw in Latin America. There are two specific markets that they had machines in. We're talking about 3,600 machines that are now being deployed. So definitely we see upside there. There is another trial that was announced by Global Draw and Scientific Games earlier this year with one of the UK leading bookmakers. It's a trial for a period of time, limited number of machines that may lead to incremental revenues and incremental number of machines for Global Draw hands for Playtech. In addition to that, as you know, there is a pilot underway in certain Nordic countries. You mentioned one, obviously, you mentioned Ray, and we are looking at some other jurisdictions, mainly in Europe currently, that we are very interested in. Italy is one of which. We remain very, very focused when it comes to VideoBet. We, as I mentioned in the past, the sales cycles are, because of the physical constraints and the fact you can't just simply upload 500 games with no real capacity requirements. When it comes to physical casinos and physical locations, there is obviously the constraint of the physical location. Hence, they have to ensure that each and every machine replaced, the new machine will produce more money for them. And because of that, the sales cycles are a bit longer. Given that, and given the fact that each and every market is different and it requires specific content and specific and the regulation is a bit different, we want to be very focused. So we remain focused on the UK market, increasing the number of machines, further extending the reach to additional licensees, Latin America, Ray, Italy, and maybe one or two other countries that we currently consider.
Great. Secondly, just on Germany, obviously congratulations on winning the license in Schleswig-Holstein. Can you talk through your plans in terms of mobilizing that license and the potential startup losses that you see in the short term from the JV?
We only recently been awarded the licenses. Actually, it's two licenses. It's one license for sports betting. The other one is for casino. As you know, this week is the ICE show. So, we have all of our partners and potential partners coming to see us. We met, Gausenmann yesterday and we discussed it in length. I think that it's too early for us to comment on that. However, I will say there is an appetite on both by both parties. We monitor closely the developments in the country. We intend to meet in the coming few weeks again. We had a discussion. We will come back and discuss it in the coming few weeks, and then we will sit down and plan ahead and make plans how and when we will launch it together with Gausenmann. Definitely, it's a good position to be in. We definitely welcome the award of the licenses. We are very happy with that. It's another building block for a successful operation in Germany. But it's still, I think that it's still too early to talk about these plans in detail currently, and we hope that we have more significant and more news altogether when we update the market in March in a few weeks' time.
Great. Just on mobile, you gave a figure of 1.8 million in terms of quarterly revenues, which is 4% of casino total. Can you give us a feel for how high you think mobile penetration rates can get within online casino on a two-year view?
It's very hard to estimate it. However, I will say the following. We already had some licenses of Playtech, some, by the way, operating our mobile sports betting solution, telling us that in the last few weeks, some days during obviously the weekend in particular, they have seen the volumes of mobile exceeding the traditional interactive channels, meaning more than 50% was done on mobile devices. This is the trend. We had some licensees even indicating to us that it was as high as 75% some weekends. I don't want to be too bullish about it, but definitely this is This is very significant, and this is the most significant growth area and growth factor for us at present. We invest heavily into it. Casino will soon follow that. We see the numbers picking up. It's 4%. It was almost non-existent a few weeks back. We just started rolling out our leading mobile gaming solution combined with modern mobile sports betting, the first and only company that can do that. And therefore, I can't really say whether it will be 15, 20, or 50%, but definitely growing. Some of it is incremental growth, different demographics. It attracts a lot of attention, hence the opportunity and why we are so focused on that.
I would just add to that, I think, you know, from a modeling perspective, I think the only comparison you can make at this point is to look at the likes of, let's say, Paddy or William Hill, and to see how their business is growing into mobile. I appreciate most of it is mobile sports rather than mobile casino, and obviously we see the first trend starting from sports, and then we start to see casino going the same way on the back of the convergence between sports and casino on the mobile as well. But if you look at Paddy's numbers, right, I think 2 years ago they had almost practically nothing on mobile. If you look at the numbers today, I think they just announced in their latest announcement 45% of their activity, of the sports betting activity, is run through mobile. So it basically took them 2 years to get to this situation. I think last year it was 35, if I'm not mistaken. So it means they're still growing, and I think the quarter was 48%, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it is still definitely growing. I would expect, honestly, that this would happen eventually to casino as well. I think it's a matter of just of time, and for basically the technology to get there where it will be easier to cross-sell between mobile sports and mobile casino. I think the Playtech Hub is definitely getting us into that area. But again, your guess is as good as ours.
And can I ask just one very quick last question, which is, you suggested two licenses signed up to the Genetti Sportsbook. Can you possibly name them so we can check them out?
One is TitanBet, and the other is a local partner in one of the European countries. I will send you the link for that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. You have a question from Mr. Simon French from Panmure Gordon. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. A couple of quick questions for me, please. Firstly, on the net cash at the period end, a little bit less than I was expecting. Can you just talk through whether there are any special payments in the fourth quarter? And then also just on social gaming, can you just say what your progress to date has been since licensing the Skywind assets and software?
All right. On the cash position, the answer is no surprises. The only payments that we had, this was in January, was with respect to the PTTS consideration. Other than that, you know, we paid in October the dividends. There are no other surprises. If you want to, we can take that offline, and I can go through your cash flow model, and we'll see where the gap came from. I'll be more than happy to do that.
Okay, thanks.
And on social gaming, definitely we are developing the program internally, preparing for that. We launched through the Skywind contract. We gained access to both leading mobile real money applications as well as social. So it's not only social that we gained from. I mean, from the Skywind, it's not only social that we gained from. As you know, Roller was introduced and launched by Paddy Power. We have other licenses that are very much interested to do the same, because everyone talks about mobile. Everyone wants to have n number of choices for their players. So this is obviously a great sign for us. And we are in advanced discussions with some of our licensees. When it comes to social, going back to social, we are in the advanced discussion with certain licensees. I'm sure that you will see in the coming quarter some operators of Playtech and some new licensees that are currently not Playtech licensees taking the social products and launching them together with us. We haven't done that so far. It's something that we had to integrate and work on, and it takes time, but I think that this is the time, and I think sooner rather than later you will see some achievements when it comes to mobile. Social.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Thank you, sir. There appear to be no further questions at this time. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
Thank you for joining us today, and I look forward to speaking to you for our full year results on March 14th. Goodbye. Have a great day.
That concludes the Playtech Q4 Interim Management Statement Conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.